Step into the shadow if you're trying to hide your silhouette. When they stab you in the back, trust me, they ain't finished yet. Had them on their toes, got them doing pirouette. All this fake love got me feeling I'm the realest here. You know what the deal is here. She can do this without me, yeah, that's their biggest fear. You didn't know, niggas wanna take credit for something they never owned. Talking on my name like the devil is in your tone. Don't you know I'm God's child, got here on my own. Turn wine into water and get blood out of a stone. You give me an inch and want it back, man, I've been through this. All problems deep-rooted, lost love and ain't Cupid. No time for your words, please don't smart talk if you been stupid. Oh damn, she ruthless, been proven. Beethoven, no keys, deep music. When the drums beat to me, I just breathe through it. Cool with a little flair, how does she do it? I don't try too hard, there's an ease to it. The price goes up when you add me to it. Then up again when you add Dean to it. When the family tight, can't see through it. Look around if you're trying to find out who you are. Now you got a missing piece, I was the biggest part.
You gotta look inside yourself. Your insecurity won't break me down. You only see the silhouette, but don't hold your breath. I'm protected by the light. Realize you can't crush my soul.
Yeah, used to have a bond and now I see you as no friend of mine. Couldn't see it at the time, God was showing many signs. Guard up with my eyes on, very wide. Sitting here reflecting on myself and sipping cherry wine. Like we should've been chopping. You thought I didn't see the change, but I've been clocking. I'm very wise, never knew how much I needed to set some boundaries. If you were a fan of me, how can you be mad at me? Letting go isn't easy, I'll admit, and it saddens me. If you knew how this has made me question my sanity, how could I ever doubt my truth and what I'm feeling? It's better revealing, we all need some healing. Racking my brain, trying to discover the meaning. Who even knows, I had to look deep within to find what I was seeking. Laying down, eyes closed, no sleeping. No appetite, I was barely eating. 100 miles per hour, my heart beating. While I know I got an army that I'm leading. Trying to figure it out, roving and weaving. Compassion I've been needing, now it's unfolding. I ain't even finished yet, light was shining on you. Now I see you as a silhouette. I'm in luck, cause I don't wanna be here and be stuck. Wish we could have transitioned together. I gave you all I had, gave you my trust. No one ever tells you when it's fucked. No one ever tells you it will probably leave you crushed. That's when you find the strength and pick yourself up. I know I'ma get through this, it's a must. Growing is painful, we cannot be rushed. Used to seeing your name pop up, but I'll adjust. Everybody giving their opinion, but really I should listen to my gut. No more kindness for weakness. I'll fill up with that bullshit and I'll nip it in a bud. Better do the work if you ain't looked in the mirror yet. I don't wanna live my life being a silhouette.
We just heard Michael's number 15 selection, Carson McCone. Coming in at number 14 for me, a collaboration between Panda Bear and Sonic Boom, a track called Edge of the Edge from the album Reset. And this is exactly the sort of madness that you'd expect in a collaboration from these two. Of course, Panda Bear from the Animal Collective, and then Sonic Boom, who is one of the founding members of Spaceman 3. It's spacey, it's dancey, it gets stuck in your head for days. And it's a really cool record. Definitely check it out, beyond this song. On, I think, at least half the tracks, they reconstruct or deconstruct a bunch of old 60s songs. And this track features a healthy appropriation of a song called Denise by a group called Randy and the Rainbows, and they just kind of work it into what they're doing. Again, really cool video for this one. Really, really strange video, but definitely worth seeking out. Edge of the Edge by Panda Bear and Sonic Boom at number 14. And then at number 13, chances are, if Bill Callahan is releasing a record, it's appearing on one of my lists. Didn't quite make the album cut this year with his record Reality, but the song Last One at the Party comes in at number 13. It's a perfect example of what I love about Bill Callahan. He's a superb storyteller that delights in minute details of a fractured soul, and I love his voice. It remains unsurpassed for me, and always poignant lyrics that paint very vivid pictures. Number 13, Bill Callahan, and Last One at the Party.
My number 14 is from Vancouver quintet Sugar Fungus. They released the EP Letting Go, Moving Still back in January. And this is my favorite track off of that EP. It's called Contagious Love. It's a throwback piece of lo-fi, breathy pop that has kind of echoes of Nouvelle Vague and Husky Rescue. And then a band that ages ago made my year-end list. I think they were from Calgary, Reverie Sound Review. Just like blissful kind of pop stuff. There's a great piano line, and then the drums kind of drop in on this track. They disappear while the vocalist intones at times, and then they come racing back. And I love the way this song is constructed. Number 13, an artist that I've also loved for quite a while, Amber Mark. I looked back, her track Lose My Cool was on my top 20 singles from 2017. Her album Three Dimensions Deep was released earlier this year, and I picked the track FOMO, of course, Fear of Missing Out. But it's a great start-to-finish record. This is another one where, honestly, the record was in contention and I had to pick a favorite track off of it to give a head nod to Amber Mark.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back again. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One day's to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Hidden rock, took the taste and then you spit it back. The consequences of the inside track, bad time and you're running it all back. One taste to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the
Said he had to go. Last one at the party. We thought he'd never leave. To go toe to toe. Eyes like typewriters, held all the poetry you'll ever know. last one at the party. He always said he had to go. Last one at the party. We thought he'd never leave. If you were a house fire, I'd go back in for the cat. The last one at the party. He always said he had to go. Last one at the party. We thought he'd never leave.
I really tried to live it all up, no time for faking. If you could just fill up my cup, it's feeling vacant. Focusing on how I come up, gotta be patient. Seems that I deserve enough, am I mistaken? See my friends and their stories, can't keep living through their stories. Ask myself if I'm happy, living life through all that glory. Oh mama, please talk to me. Could you tell me if the things that I'm doing, is it gonna really help or will it keep hurting? When the lock was up, up in my little room for weeks. Cause every time I do, I see my crew. And I get so very blue to be with you. It is driving me so damn crazy. Finna be what is happening.
So we just heard from Amber Mark, coming in at number 13 on Michael's Best of 2022 singles list. Coming in at number 12 for me, you played some Little Sims a little earlier, and at number 12 for me is a group that has featured Little Sims before, enigmatic and mysterious recording collective out of London called Salt. So
label mates too on Forever Living Originals. Yeah.
Yeah, and you talk about Little Sims baller move.
Oh yeah. this is
just one day in November, Salt announced that they were dropping 5 records at once and that you could jump through a couple hoops, go to a website, get a password, and download them all for free, which is super awesome. So I haven't dug through and fully absorbed this amazing treasure trove of music, but the track Never Feel Fear from the untitled God record hit me like a ton of bricks. It's very soulfully sad, and it's driven by a sparse piano with a chorus that hits really, really hard. Number 12, Salt and Never Feel Fear. And then something completely different at number 11, Texas singer-songwriter Charlie Crockett and his track I'm Just a Clown off of a record called The Man from Waco. Our friend Dale Jacobs, he lives in Windsor, Ontario with his wife Heidi. They're professors at the University of Windsor, and Dale frequently incorporates music and specifically music reviewing into some of his classwork, and so he's constantly posting on his social media different stuff that he's listening to, and so he's got an affinity for Americana and roots music, and he posted this record. I hadn't really listened to much Charlie Crockett, but one listen was totally hooked. His voice rains down on this track. But the instrumentation, pardon me, is really the driver of it. It's got a full horn section, keyboards, and a couple of really killer guitar solos. It's a beautifully sad song that's as good as it gets. Number 11, Charlie Crockett, and I'm Just a Clown.
Man from Waco was on my long, long list there. I am a Charlie Crockett fan. And as for Salt, the album 11 of those 5 that dropped on the same day, I would say was my favorite as an album. But yeah, some great tracks on there. My number 12 was Belle and Sebastian's Come On Home. This came off of the band's 11th studio album, A Bit of Previous. And in typical Belle and Sebastian fashion over the last few records, I've been uneven on the full length, but they've had like one or two amazing tracks on each of them. This is a long-standing band that I've loved, you know, going back to Tiger Milk and to If You're Feeling Sinister. I'm always going to make time for them, and usually they come back with one or two bangers. There's a great Tiny Desk performance of this track. I don't know what it says about Belle and Sebastian that when I was looking up their discography, the sidebar said people also search for Norah Jones albums. I would not put those two in the same category, but I was curious about that. Number 11 for me, from her album Midnights, Taylor Swift. This is a legit single, something that was released as, you know, a top 40 track. I mean, admittedly, several tracks off of Midnights were, but Antihero, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is the jam. This is the one track that I immediately responded to. And the you know, the chorus of like, it's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me, was fantastic. And just, I sadly did not get tickets for the Minneapolis date. My family is a bunch of Taylor stans, and we would have had six people headed down to Minneapolis to check it out, but we did not. Ticketmaster is the problem, not Taylor.
I wear a frown. I paid the cost. to hang around. So take a look at me, I'm just a clown. The Joker stands in the middle and turns the trick for you, because sometimes you know it's better to be thought of as a fool. Or take a look at me, I'm just a clown. And on my face I wear a frown. I've paid the cost to hang around. So take a look at me, I'm just a clown. Look at me, I'm just a clown. And on my face I wear a frown. I've paid the cost to hang around. So take a look at me, I'm just a clown.
this. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, 'cause you got tired of my scheming. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Narcissism, like disguises, altruism, like some kind of congressman. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning. Someone screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. It's me, I am the problem. It's me, it's me, I am the problem. It's me, hi. Everybody agrees, everybody agrees. It's me, hi.
We just heard from T. Swift, number 11 on Michael's Best of Singles list. Coming in at number 10 for me, Breaks and Falcon with the track Step by Step, which is the second track on my list to feature the vocals of Panda Bear. This one is a return to form from these French dance floor masters, who also happen to be cousins, which is kind of cool. Alan Breaks and DJ Falcon. It's the first release on their own imprint, which is called Smuggler's Way. Shout out to our pal Jason Shields, former UMFM host and prof in the Faculty of Architecture here. He's currently a prof, not formerly a prof, for reminding me, number one, that Breaks and Falcon had a new EP coming out, and then badgering me
to listen
if I had listened to it yet. Just great sort of French dance floor goodness from these guys. Coming in at number 9, the only true single on my list, Ontario artist who's got a Winnipeg connection, Laith Ross, and the track Orlando. So Ross was one of my favorite discoveries at this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival. I kind of followed them around from stage to stage, checking out all the workshops that they were in. And this one is just a really nice, breezy love song with, again, another really cool video. People in Winnipeg seem to, and I know that Ross is not from Winnipeg, although has a tie to Birthday Cake Media, which is based here. But people in Winnipeg, I find, like to make videos that involve riding bikes. And that's what this video, the video for Orlando, is all about, is a couple riding bikes together. So my number nine song, Laith Ross and Orlando.
So we're in the thick of the These Are Actual Singles section of my top 20 list right here. We had the Taylor Swift at 11. Number 10 is Drake's Massive from Honestly Nevermind. He had about three or four absolute bangers off of that record. And this is the most house-influenced one that he had on it. Really throwback to kind of when I was deep into electronic music in like 98 through about 04. And so really responded to it and always make time for Drake, even though he was terrible about Megan Thee Stallion this year. Number nine, another single from It's Almost Dry. Great Pusha T record that was a strong contender for my albums list. Let the Smokers Shine the Coop, the track, which I'm still puzzling over what he means by being cocaine's Dr. Seuss. That line, it made me laugh the first time I heard it. I keep going back to it, and I'm like, I really don't know what he's trying to say, but I enjoy that he's saying it. Pusha T.
I can feel the ground beneath.